Hey guys, I'm Bailey, and welcome back to Bailey's TV Rants, where I rant about all my favorite TV shows.
Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Today I'm talking about Interp 406 with Alexis. Alexis, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Alexis. I'm from Michigan, and I started watching Winona in March, I'm guessing, around there.
March. So. Okay, so you're a quarantiner for...
Yup. I feel like, yes. I've been watching, like, for years. It's not even funny.
No, yeah, bro, you get into it, and you feel like you've been there forever. Oh my gosh. 406, man. Oh, my dogs.
Oh gosh.
406 is an episode.
Don't even talk about it.
Well, I mean, we have to, so...
It's a joke. Yes, I know.
But first off, let's start off with where 405 ended, because we had some big cliffhangers. Yep. So there's two big cliffhangers here. First one, obvious. Nicole has drowned. They're in Shorty. She's dead. Waverly walks in like, what the fuck?
Yes.
And Jeremy has a great fourth wall break, looks dead into the camera and's like, I don't remember the line. I know how this looks, but you need to trust us. I think that was it. So that was scary, because that's where it initially cuts off. But right before that, Rosita's back.
I have mixed feelings about Rosita.
Really? You still do?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I feel like she gets a little bit of a redemption here.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. I see where you're going. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so that's where we leave off 405. 406 gets right into it, but we get a little bit of before that we missed in 405. So we start off with Nicole, Jeremy, and Nedley all at Shorty's, and they're getting ready to do the exorcism thing. Mm-hmm. Nedley's wearing this big-ass, like, wolf hat or something. Don't know what it is, but I'm really into it. I'm going to be honest, okay?
Oh, wait, my first note is Nedley looks fire as fuck.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Like, it's so good. Can I get me one of those?
Yes.
Oh my god. And so they're all trying to prepare and everything. They're making a bunch of frog puns because what's going to happen is Nicole's supposed to go into this frog, right? So they're doing all these frog puns. It's really stupid because it's really awkward. And they're like, you're about to die, but okay. And then Jeremy says something, and Nelly's like, that's my favorite Spice Girls songs. This must
be. I can't bend down.
I was like, this is the fact that Nelly listens to the Spice
Girls. My life is complete.
I was like, oh my God, this is insane. And so Nicole submerges herself. She starts going in. Everything's going well. Nedley starts doing his chanting thing.
Whatever you want to call that.
Yeah, I don't even know. And so, but then Nicole's survival instinct kicks in, and Jeremy's like, shit, and starts holding her under the water so she can drown.
I feel so bad for Kat.
Oh, the water wasn't cold.
Okay.
It was.
I mean, no, just holding her down?
Oh, yeah, no, that, yes. Like, having to do that is bad. I'm just glad the water wasn't cold.
Yeah.
So Jeremy keeps her under and then drowns Nicole. So Nicole's dead, but her eyes are like wide open, which is really weird.
Which is really creepy and
it
weird.
It is.
It's so not okay.
And this is where Waverly walks into Shorty's, and Waverly's like, what the fuck did you just do? And she still has the pink fuzzy handcuffs on.
Yes. I literally was going to say about the bed frame.
Yeah, like, those are still on her arm. It's so funny. So she's mad. But then, good news, her soul got transferred into the frog.
That is
so far, so good. And they're just like, okay, where do we go from here?
Yeah.
Now, let's cut to Rachel. Rachel is still at Magpie Ranch in that barn looking for Billy. She doesn't know what happened to Billy, right? And Margo, Ma'am Clanton, is doing her thing, and she does the blood sacrifice thing for Waverly. So she sends a Reaper after Waverly. But who is this Reaper? It's Billy.
Yep.
Billy's a Reaper.
I feel bad for, like, the actor Billy.
Oh, yeah, because his actual, I love that his actual name is Billy.
Yeah, that's so funny, though. I love that. That's great.
Yeah, so Billy's a Reaper. Holy crap. Now we're going to cut back to Shorties with Waverly. the next line I have is, she's not a strong swimmer.
Yes.
For all the things that Nicole does, like, I would not expect for her to be a bad swimmer.
Yeah. Like,
I thought she was such, like, exactly. Like, she's an adventurer. You
would, like, you could swim outside.
That's what I'm thinking.
I mean, not when the show's actually, like, they're doing everything, because it's negative 20 degrees. Yeah.
No, that's not like you would expect. I would expect Nicole to be swimming. Like, yes, that's a thought.
I know, me too.
It's
me
weird. Too. So, yeah. And then Waverly starts talking to the frog Nicole in the jar.
Hi, sweetie pie.
I know. It's so funny.
That breaks me.
Oh, like, it's it breaks me the so good and the bad cute. Way. I know. And then we cut back to Rosita. So Rosita's sitting on this big rock, which we called Steve Gorge now, because that was explained last episode, which is really funny. Yeah. Wynonna is obviously still very angry at Rosita for trying to take Alice.
Mm-hmm.
Doc gets in the way, stops her, because, like, we need Rosita to be alive.
Right.
Get Peacemaker back. So he's like, let's not.
Hopefully.
And then we go through some stuff. They're explaining, like, how Rosita's still alive. What the fuck happened? And all I wrote down from that whole conversation is Rosita slept with a woman.
So did I. Oh, and then Rosita looks hot as fuck. That too.
Also, yes, the red coat is amazing.
Yes, that's the only thing.
It's so good.
That scene.
Yeah. So now we have another queer character. Oh, and then I wrote the rest of the conversation. The explanation is the revenants can get saved by the rock, but they fall off and then they disappear because the curse is over. So that was kind of the timeline. And so Rosita, not wanting to die, hasn't left the rock in like a year and a half.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and then what did Rosita say with the sex joke? What did she say? Do you know what I'm talking about? She's still on the rock.
Yeah.
I just put the sex joke Rosita said, and I forgot to put what it was actually.
I forgot there was a sex joke.
It's not like an, okay, wait a second.
No, I know, like, they just, like, they, like, so casually put it in there, like, you miss it all the time. I honestly don't remember what it was.
That's gonna bug me.
I know, I have to go back and watch that now. So, pretty much, Wynonna and Doc are looking around, realize the rocks are ammonite. If people don't remember what ammonite is, that's the metal that the gun Peacemaker is made out of. And if you also don't remember the plate from season 2 that they turned into a bullet to kill the widows, that's also ammonite. So it's very involved in the curse. So that's how Rosita stayed alive, because when the curse was broken, the role of ammonite switched and now can save revenants instead of kill them. And then we come back to Rachel. Rachel's trying to leave Magpie Ranch because she's like, I don't want to be here anymore. They're crazy people. But she gets caught by Holt, Sheriff Clanton, who we don't like.
I don't like him.
I don't like him either. I'm glad what happened. I'm not glad what happens to him, but I'm kind of glad. Okay, so let's cut back to Shorties. So Jeremy and Nedley start to do the reverse cantation stuffs to get Frog Nicole back. Then the doors fly wide open. Yep. Nobody's there. They're like, what the fuck? Except Waverly can see Reaper Billy coming after her. And she's like, shit, this guy's coming after me. And I don't think this has been explained to Jeremy or Nedley yet. So they're all just like, what the fuck's happening?
Yeah. Okay. When I watched that the first time, like that scene, wasn't Jeremy with the whole group when they are talking about the Reapers in the kitchen?
Yeah, at the end of,
like, Nedley and Jeremy acted like they didn't know what a Reaper was.
I think they might know, I just don't think they understand it.
Like, at that point?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, because in 404 at the end, they're in the kitchen and, like, they're kind of explaining, but it's pretty much, like, they're there and, like, Waverly, Wynonna, and Nicole are just talking and they're just, like, listening in, you know? So, like, Jeremy's like, I don't understand the full extent of this. Like,
yeah. Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
Okay, and then so we get an iconic Waverly scream. We all know what those sound like. Yeah. They have to have one every season.
Yeah, I literally put for that scream, I love Dom.
Yeah.
My notes for that line.
The amount of times she has to scream is ridiculous. I don't know why they keep making her do that. And then, okay, so she screams, and then it cuts the commercial break, but it's the same scene when we get back. So everything's going haywire because Waverly's running around. Jeremy and Nellie don't know what to do, but the jar that Frog Nicole is in gets tipped over, and Nicole escapes. She hops out. And so Waverly's trying to run around, get away from Billy Reaper, and Jeremy's trying to catch these frogs because he doesn't know which one is Nicole, because there's frogs in the bucket that Nicole threw up, but they're still alive, which is really gross.
That is really gross. How I don't understand how they would be alive, though.
I don't either. This cursed shit is weird.
You know what I mean, though? Like, that's what, they be dead?
No, I know. That's what I thought, okay. But no, they're alive. I forgot.
I just wanted to make sure it wasn't me.
No, it's weird. I didn't understand it either. I was just watching. I was like, oh, they're still alive? Yeah. So Jeremy's trying to catch Frog, and then we cut to Frog Nicole, which we don't actually know, but we're assuming here because it becomes sparkly. We're like, excuse me? And then you see Nicole push ghost Nicole, by the way, like what the fuck's happening, like shove Billy Reaper into the basement and slams the door shut, and then Waverly walks over and pushes one of the slot machines in front of the door so Billy can't escape. This is insane. What the fuck's happening? Nicole's a ghost. Is she actually dead? We don't know. Now we go back to Rosita and Winona and Doc. They're on the rocks and everything. And so they've set up this line of rocks to get Rosita out of there without touching the ground. So, you know, she doesn't die because they need her to be alive. But before Rosita starts doing this, they pinky swear.
Yes.
And the devil's in the details, guys.
Yes.
Which is really fucking funny. And so Rosita starts walking with the help of Winona on these rocks, and then the Celtic knot comes up and Winona's like, that's our key. So they jump through and they go back to the sanctuary nun place. I don't know what it's like. But right before, it translated, so it doesn't say what I wanted it to say. But I know what it means. But right before that scene cuts, Doc picks up the phone and Holt calls him.
Yeah.
Like, oh, because Rachel, he has Rachel, right?
Right.
So Doc's going to go pick up Rachel.
I'm kind of surprised they didn't kill Rachel. I know, like, the writers wouldn't do that, but, like, if it wasn't up to the writers, I feel like he would have killed her.
Oh, yeah. No, but Rachel's, like, an important character.
No. I mean...
I know, but, like...
I mean, like, if it was actually real...
Oh, Holt, yes, definitely would have probably shot
100%.
Yes. All right, so then we come back to Shorty's. They're trying to, like, Nicole can't communicate with them. She's trying to figure out how to tell them that she's still there. How is she going to do this?
And not in the frog.
Yeah, because she's not in the frog anymore.
Not.
Waverly doesn't know how to do this shit, so she's going through and kissing the frogs, trying to see if that helps and get Nicole back.
And then Nicole goes,
ew, I know. It's so bad. She's like, please don't kiss the frogs. It's not me. It's so funny. So funny. So then we go, okay, so right, Rosita and Winona are at the nun sanctuary place.
Yes.
And they're all trying to do stuff. You can tell they're angry at each other. They obviously don't like each other right now.
Right.
And the leader nun lady is like, oh, so you guys, I knew there was something between you, something's going on. Mm-hmm. And Rosita says the line, why does it always involve women betraying women?
Yes.
I was like, that's a true line for everything.
Literally so true.
I was like, oh my gosh. And then now Winona and Rosita have to battle to the death.
Love that.
Oh,
I'm surprised they haven't done that before.
That's true. Well, the thing is like, I feel like that would have happened at the end of season two, but like Winona just gave birth and Rosita's trying to take the baby and run away, you know? Like Winona wasn't in the physical capabilities of fighting at that time.
Correct.
So, but now is the time.
Right.
And so the nuns start to circle up around them, and they just start, like, bantering and arguing, which is really funny. Mm-hmm. And they're just, like, yelling at each other, making these quips. And then Rosita throws her boot at Winona. Like, that boot was big. Like, she had, like, I'm just questioning. Yeah, like, why didn't it take that long for Rosita to take off that boot? It would have taken me forever to get that boot off my leg.
You know what? It probably wasn't on all the way.
It probably wasn't, but, like,
a long time.
I know. I was like, that's insane. That boot is so big. How did you get that off? And cut back to Shorty's. Waverly's still trying to kiss frogs. Nicole's, like, trying to figure out, how do I tell them I'm here, I'm alive? Goes over to the light switch and figures, oh, I can use a light switch, apparently. So Nicole can control the lights, and she uses Morse code to communicate. Waverly obviously knows Morse code, because of course she does.
Right.
And she figures out that, like, Nicole's like, go to the basement, please, and we'll talk there, and stuff like that. And I wrote, there's lines, because Jeremy figures out it's astral projection, because that happens sometimes before people die.
Yeah.
Which I was like, oh my god, she's almost dead, excuse me? Mm-hmm. This is, like, how many times now that she's almost died?
Yeah, when Nicole did duh with the lights, and then Linda goes, well, that's her, all right.
Yeah, I have that written down, too. It's
so funny. That's the best thing ever.
No, and then it cuts to, like, Nicole's face, like, really, guys, you did it. You can't tell. Like,
really, right.
So funny. So they go down into the basement, and Nicole immediately enters Billy. Mm-hmm. And so Billy says that he has the mind of 1,000 ancestors. I was like, holy crap. There's so right? There's more shit going on than I thought there was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, this is insane. Cut back to when Winona and Rosita, they're doing their fighting thing still. Winona gets Rosita on the ground, pins her down with an arm bar. If you don't know what that is, that's what Winona does. That's what it's called. And then this nun leader lady reveals to everybody that she's a demon.
Yeah.
Of course she's a demon.
I kind of expected that.
Oh, I wasn't surprised. Like, the way she acted the whole time, it made sense. And then, so, Winona and Rosita are like, well, shit, now we gotta get out of here. Mm-hmm. And so, in order to go to find Peacemaker, they need a distraction. Mm-hmm. Winona yells, Hemsworth in bike shorts, half of the nuns look one way. Rosita runs Xena reboot. She says Xena reboot, and the other half of the nuns look the other way. I was like, oh my god. And then they run out and go to find Peacemaker.
Yeah.
Cut back to the Shorty's basement. Mm-hmm. Nicole's like, tell them what I did. Tell them what happened and stuff with the curse and stuff. And Billy's like, a life for a life. So we're like, life for a life.
Right.
Oh no, somebody's gonna die here.
Yeah.
Nicole didn't know it was the Clantons when she originally did it. Mm-hmm. So she didn't know who they were. And she waited a year and a half
to do this.
So this is important because it was 18 months, 3 weeks, and 4 days, right?
Yes.
So if Nicole waited 18 months, that means from the time the curse happened and the time Waverly came back, it was 3 weeks, 4 days.
Oh, yeah.
So Nicole waited 3 weeks after she made the deal with Ma'am Clanton to get Waverly back. Yeah. I was like, this time, I don't know if timeline is super important, but I feel like it is because there's a lot of jumps.
Also, when Waverly yells at Nedley, and then Nedley goes, I thought she was a goddamn frog.
Oh no, and Waverly's like explaining to him, and she's like, stay with the plot. I was like, that's so us right now. So funny.
I love Nedley. Nedley is one of my favorites.
He's a treasure.
He is. Greg is a treasure.
I love him. Okay. And so Billy's explaining the curse, where like the swamp, like they can't like only kill one people because the swamp witch is bound to something, and the covenant ends when both actors die. So this curse, it sounds like the curse between the Clantons and the Earps only dies when both heirs die, I guess. Right. So it's like, okay, well, obviously Wynonna can't die. That's not happening.
Right.
So how are they going to do this? So Waverly immediately leaves the basement. She knows she's on a mission now. And Nicole leaves Billy's body, looks at him, and asks how many. So I'm like, so this means we know there are two Reapers right now. I was assuming there was more in the first place. We know there's Ike. Yes. And that was mentioned in 404, which is the one of the original Clantons from the OK Corral. And we know there's Billy. And there's like more. So I'm assuming, is there like 1,000 Reapers out there because of the last mention? Like, I have the mind of 1,000 ancestors. Like, how many actually is there? And where are they? Are they in like different places? Cause like, I don't think that many can stay in that barn.
No, there's no way.
Like, they gotta have some other, there's like some secret underground basement somewhere, and they're all in there. Yeah, it's, I'm very interested in this now.
Is there tunnels in Purgatory?
They could be. Yeah, the, in season one, they mentioned tunnels because of Prohibition. Mm-hmm. And so they have tunnels to sneak around alcohol and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. There's probably tunnels from other stuff too, honestly. Purgatory is a weird place. And so, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they're underground somewhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so Waverly has decided she's going to Magpie Ranch to go talk to Margot, Mam Clanton, by herself. Mm-hmm. She's not waiting for Wynonna, not waiting for Peacemaker. And so, talking about Wynonna, cut back to Wynonna and Rosita. They're in the armory. They're looking for Peacemaker now. And things are going scary because the nuns are going after them. Mm-hmm. And they have these big spears and axes, and it's a little scary. And then cut back to Rachel. Rachel's in the police station. Doc comes. And I wrote a line from Rachel where, because Doc and Holt were like bickering or something. Mm-hmm. And Rachel goes, ooh, dance off. Let's do this. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Of course, Rachel. And so Doc's trying to explain like, hey, really, like, there's so much going on between us. We really shouldn't be doing this. There's no reason. So Holt's like, yeah, I really don't want to fight anymore. I have a life I want to live. I'm kind of done with this bullshit.
Yeah.
And so
conversation.
It was a good conversation. So Doc and Holt decide they're going to go to each other's crews and like try and make peace, you know, make an agreement. Yeah. They're going to do stuff. Cut
I
back
feel
to.
Like Wynonna would be down for it, but I don't think Mam would be.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Stuff that
Mam's too obsessed with this, with her whole thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where like she would not agree. And go back to the armory at the nun place, and you hear this, like, singing and stuff. And so I wrote down the line. Wynonna says something along the lines of, falsetto fuck is that?
Yes.
And then, and this is where the point, the nuns are trying to knock down this door. Like, there's an axe coming through the door. And so Wynonna's walking around the armory, making this whole big speech to get Peacemaker back.
Yeah.
I was like, this whole monologue is great. Like, this is empowering, this is motivating.
I love it.
Like, this needs to be said to me, like, before I do something. Like, I make
me
people
too.
Like
me. No, me when I need to take a test.
Yeah.
I just need Wynonna.
Yeah.
Like, on my shoulder. You could do this. Where
exactly.
Are you?
And so Peacemaker shows up and turns back into a gun because it's still the sword thing. But then it flies into Wynonna's hand, turns into the gun. And so this demon nun is like, mortal weapons can't hurt me. And Wynonna like goes over to Rosita like, you want to tell her what this gun is? And Rosita's like, no, I'm okay. You just you can show her. And so Wynonna shoots the demon nun and she's gone. And now the nuns are bowing to Wynonna. Like there, Wynonna is their savior.
Yes, I love it.
And Wynonna's like, what the fuck's happening? No.
Yeah.
And so we cut back to Rachel. So Rachel and Doc are leaving the police station. I wrote down, Rachel says, Sheriff creepy uncle vibe, which, yes.
100%. 100%.
And then, so Rachel's explaining to Doc that, like, she thinks that the Clantons, like Margot, Holt, and stuff like that, killed Billy. Because she obviously didn't see Reaper Billy before. She
right.
So, and then cut back to the, oh, also with this scene is they're trying to stuff, and Rachel's saying, like, where Waverly went. Doc's like, okay, well, I need to go help them. And Rachel's like, why can't any old tell me what the fuck's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, oh my god, relatable. Because Doc, like, says stuff, like, he still has, like, the language of, like, his time. Mm-hmm. And Rachel doesn't understand any of it yet.
No.
She's just like, can't you just, like, English? Come on.
Yeah.
And so, let's go back to the nuns. So, the nuns want Winona to lead them. Winona's like, no, 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 no. I'm not the person to do that. I'm, like, the exact opposite of what you want.
Right.
And so they're all discussing, and Rosita's like, wait a second, I recognize some of these ladies here.
Right? Yes.
and so they're having this conversation, and I don't remember how it got brought up, but, like, I'm pretty sure Rosita's slept with a couple of them.
Oh, 100%.
Like,
attention?
There's looks on their faces where they're like, yeah. Oh, hey.
Wait, oh my gosh, yes, especially the first nun that they talk to.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, in that, like, group. The, yeah, mm-hmm. The first one.
Yeah, no. So Winona's like, oh, I see what's going on here.
I see.
And so Winona's like, yeah. So Winona's like, I'll leave you guys to it, but I will save you when I can.
Yes. And no, so, and then Winona goes, and you.
Yeah. That was so funny.
That was great.
So before Winona leave, Rosita's like, wait a second, I have to tell you something. Oh my goodness.
I don't like this line.
Rosita's like, I had a buyer for Alice. And we're like, excuse me? And she's like, it was Margot Jean Clanton.
Mind blown.
Have they been planning this list long? Like, has Emily known this long who she wanted?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, true.
God. This angers me so much.
I know. I'm not surprised, though.
It makes so much sense.
But when it happened, I wasn't surprised.
Yeah, same. And so Winona's obviously pissed off, and she just leaves. She's like, nope, I'm not doing this anymore.
I'm not doing this.
So Winona ends up in shorties because of the Celtic knot portal symbol thingy.
Yes.
And Nicole's still dead in the tub. Jeremy's like, oh shit, you're here. And Winona's like, what the fuck is going on? And Jeremy's like,
every day, every second of my life.
Oh, so funny. And so Jeremy's like, well, Waverly just left to go to the Clantons. And so Winona's like, okay, well, I have Peacemaker, so I'll go there too.
Mm-hmm.
So cut to Waverly. She's walking into the Clanton barn. She has the shotgun, which has a name, and I don't remember what it is. So this is
it's on the tip of my tongue.
I
just can't.
Yeah, I know. This is a disappointment. I should have remembered. They say it multiple times.
Yeah.
And so then Waverly's walking in. She moves a jar in line with the other one. She's like, OCD, let's focus here.
Kick it in.
Yeah. Exactly, right? And so that's when Ma'am Clanton walks in. And Ma'am is being all swag and just hanging out because she thinks she has this under control, which she doesn't. Yeah. And so Margot is explaining what happened with the curse.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole comes in begging for help.
Oh, that scene when, like, the flashback.
The flashback scene?
Oh, my God. Like,
so much.
Yeah, that breaks my heart into pieces.
I hated it so much. And so she's like, well, I showed Doc the way back. Because when you're bound by blood, you have a connection, right?
Yeah.
And so she's like, when Doc comes back, Nicole has to bring me Doc, and I'm gonna kill Doc pretty much because he or I'm gonna make him suffer or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So Waverly's like, well, you need to not, because Nicole's dying. And Margo's like, oh, that's fine, you can find somebody else. And Waverly's like, I'd rather die. I was like, my heart. Oh.
This episode is just like my heart in pieces.
It breaks multiple times.
Yes, multiple.
And so they start, you know, fighting and everything. And Margo tries to send a Reaper after Nicole. Like, she's ready.
Mm-hmm.
But Margo's like, I have powers that you can't comprehend. And Raven is like, same, bitch. And then kills Ma'am. And then she kills Ma'am with her angel powers, like, crushes in her skull. I don't know what happened.
Okay, when she's walking out of the barn, she acts like she wasn't there to kill her.
No, that was not her intention whatsoever.
Yeah, but in short, she's like, I gotta kill her. And then she goes there, she kills her, and she's like, oh no, I just killed her. Like, what? You literally said you were gonna kill her!
But, well, you know, people say that, like, jokingly, like, they're just mad at them, right? And she said that, and she actually ended up doing it. She's like, oh, shit. Wait a second.
Best thing ever.
It was so funny. And then, and then we cut to Nicole. She wakes up. We're all good now with that. Thank God. And cut back to Waverly. Yeah. So Waverly's trying to hide because Holt has come back. Holt's obviously oblivious at this point, and Wynonna shows up, and they're all hugging and everything, and Wynonna's like, Nicole's alive, and I have Peacemaker now. So we're like, great. Then Holt comes back out. He's pissed off. He's like, you killed my mother. The way he says it makes me laugh, though. It's so funny. I don't know why.
Yeah.
And so Wynonna and Holt both have their guns pointed at each other. They're like, we're each going to kill each other. Like, I want to kill you. Doc comes in, he puts off the first shot, obviously up in the air, and also, like,
the deer in the background.
Yeah.
And like every episode.
So funny. So Doc comes in and he gets them to stop. They like lower their weapon and they're like, we shouldn't be doing this. We should be, you know, making some peace, blah, 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 blah. Wynonna's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Right.
And so Doc gets Holt to stop and turns Holt around, and they're like, let's go for a drink. So they start going to walk to go inside. Holt turns around, boom, Wynonna shoots Holt in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Was I surprised? No. Did I was a little shocked? Yes. But it happened. I was like, yeah, that I get it now. Now that Wynonna knows that
about
Alice, and it's like she can't kill Ma'am because Waverly just did that. Yeah, so next best thing, Holt.
Right. Yeah, and speaking of the shooting back, so when they were having their conversation in the police station,
he mentioned it, didn't he?
He goes, Earp girl is shooting me in the back.
Yeah, I know. Like, I was like, the foreshadowing. I know. I remember that from like my second rewatch. I was like, oh, he actually fucking knew.
Yeah, he knew.
He probably was like his last thought was like, fuck, I knew this was gonna happen. Like, that was the last thought. And so then, you know, it cuts to black, we go to commercial. When it comes back, Wynonna and Doc are out on the porch of the homestead, and Doc is obviously fucking angry because he was like, I was trying to get us to have some peace, right? Like, the fuck. And they're all talking and everything, and Wynonna's like trying to explain to him, and she says this line, I like you because you're not perfect. And I was like, like, this is not the time, Wynonna.
Exactly.
And so they're still fighting, and Doc's like, you know why the Clantons never turned Revenant? It's because I killed them. Like, oh,
I was kind of expecting that, to be honest.
Well, no, it's because like Ma'am was explaining that before with Waverly, like Doc's the one that did everything.
Yeah,
like he's the one who ruined us, so I'm gonna ruin him, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so then everything's starting to calm down, and then Wynonna tells Doc that the Clantons wanted Alice, and then Waverly
facial expressions after that.
Oh, sad.
And, like, his heart broke.
Yeah.
But, like, you can barely see it in his facial expression.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely there.
And so Waverly walks out, like, hey, guys, you gonna come in? Oh, shit, you're fighting. What the fuck? Like, that's so funny. And Doc's like, no, 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 I think I'm going to head out. And she's like, no, I want both of you there. So I'm just like, ooh, something's going to happen.
I've been waiting for this one.
I know. So, like, this needed to happen. And so, and so they go back inside. Jeremy has shots, right? And so he's passing shots around. Rachel tries to get one.
Yes.
And he just, like, I love how he just, like, spins. He's like, nope, you cannot.
That's no, crazy. Not today.
And so Jeremy, everybody has, you know, a shot, whatever. Jeremy decides to make it awkward. It's like, so when are you two getting married, right?
I know.
And they're all like, Jeremy, what the fuck? You just ruined the moment.
Yes. Waverly looked so, like, uncomfortable. Like, she, like, sipped it, like.
Very, yeah, she's like, so funny. And so they both, like, they, like, Waverly and Nicole both are like, well, I wanted to, like, at the same time. And so they both wanted to do it. This is where you know, like, they both want to do it, right?
Yeah.
And so Nicole starts to. She starts it off. And Waverly was like, no.
Let me
do it.
Let me do it.
I was like, ooh, yes. Because I feel like Waverly should have done it in the first place. Because the end of season 3, Waverly did it right. So I feel like she should have the chance again to do it.
Yeah. When this first came out, like, when it was live, I was watching it on my computer on a website, so it skipped a bunch of things. I didn't know the proposal happened until I was texting my group chat, and they're like, bro, I was like, oh my god, I gotta go watch this.
Oh my god.
I was so mad. So, they, okay, go on, sorry.
No, it's okay. And so, I was like, Waverly needed to do the proposal. Like, this whole thing, like, she has progressed so much where, like, her proposing is just, like, her becoming herself. Like, she's confident in herself. She's ready for this. Like, we all, Nicole has been ready for this since they met. Like,
100%.
You know, and so Waverly's just like, okay, it's my turn. Like, I'm ready for this. I'm ready to commit. I really love you. And so, but we get, right before Waverly says anything to actually propose, she looks at Wynonna. Wynonna nods in approval, which I was like, oh, this is, oh.
That's another heartbreak for me.
I know, right? But, like, in the middle of it, Wynonna's crying.
Yes. I feel like it's a mix of Doc and the proposal, she's crying.
Yeah, it is.
But the tears were there because of the Doc situation.
Yeah. And so then Waverly, you know, proposes. She said the words. And Nicole's like, yes. And I was like, oh, yay. And they kiss. I'm just like, yes. And everybody's excited. And so, but the thing is during this such a happy moment with this proposal, Doc and Wynonna are upset at each other. I'm just like, you guys are ruining it. You're ruining it. This is not okay. Like, this is supposed to be a happy time. I'm supposed to be crying tears of happiness. But yes. No, I'm actually upset. I'm
literally upset. Let's go. Okay, can we just skip the part where Doc leaves?
Yeah, no, and he leaves.
Not talk about that.
What the fuck? He leaves.
Why?
And nobody notices.
Yeah, nobody notices.
What the fuck? And that's so annoying. And then we cut back to Waverly and Nicole, and they're kissing in front of the fireplace. Beautiful scene. And that's where the episode ends. I was like,
Wait, the I love yous?
Yes.
Oh, like, the first, like, meaningful I love you, that's Waverly got back.
It's so good.
I can't. This episode,
there's too much. Too much.
There's too much.
But now, the question is what's going to happen in 4B? 406 wraps up so nicely. The Clansons are kind of dead, except for Cleo.
Nothing to go off of.
Exactly. So, like, what's going to happen?
Like, give us a little bit of something.
I know. I mean, Cleo's still alive. She's the only one left.
Do you think? Because when the Clantons were at their table, Cleo wasn't very happy with Ma'am. So do you think Cleo is going to be somewhat good?
I don't know.
Or at least better than she is.
My original thought is no.
No.
Because I still, like, in 403. 403. when they're doing the chili cook-off, Cleo had a little bit of resentment towards Winona. Yeah. I don't exactly know where this coming from, obviously, because of the feud, but I think there's some other things behind it. Because it seems like a petty, like, high school kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
I feel like there's something else to it. So I think Winona kind of does, not Winona, Cleo doesn't, like them. So now that her being the heir, technically, I think that would make it worse.
Yeah.
Or Cleo is going to be, or it's like Cleo doesn't care about the curse, but she still hates Winona. So that's why she would still be bad, not because of the Clanton curse stuff. But my thing is I want Eve to come back.
You know what I saw? You could be really mad about this. I'm going to say it anyways. I saw this tweet, and it was like, what if at the wedding, Nicole whispers in Viola's ear, hi, I'm Eve.
You know what else? No, okay. So talking about Eve being a different person. I don't know if you've listened to past podcasts.
A little bit, yeah.
On one of them, Mercedes, who was on when I talked about 403, she had a theory that Jeremy is actually Eve. It's so good. And so that, like, it kind of explains why Jeremy, like, was gone. Like, you know how, like, Jeremy kind of fell off the face of the earth for Nicole? Like, that's where, like, Eve came in and took over.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So I was, sad. Like, there's more explanation to it. And I don't remember the whole theory, but, like, that, like, it made so much sense.
Yeah, that does make sense.
You know?
Because they were talking, and then he just disappeared.
Exactly. And, like, where's Robin? And he just...
Where's CJ? Like, come on, people.
Yeah. So, like, I think, like, Robin isn't around because, like, the real Jeremy isn't around. And Eve obviously doesn't know where Robin would be, or she did something with Robin when she took over Jeremy.
Yeah.
And so I think stuff like that, like, it makes complete sense if Jeremy was Eve. Like, if they
also, were... Also, do we... So, with Nicole, when she was Eve in the underground, whatever you want to call it, so she was a totally different person, but she was acting as Nicole.
So Eve is like a shapeshifter kind of thing.
So, if she was Jeremy, where is Jeremy? Like, you know what I mean?
That's where we don't know. We either, I think the whole part is...
Jeremy and Robin are together somewhere.
Yeah, so like, Eve is posing as Jeremy and has like done something with Jeremy and Robin. Like, she like did something to them, they're locked away somewhere, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I think that's what's up. I was like, they told me that and I was like, holy crap, really? Yeah, that makes complete sense. It's insane. So now that 4A is over, besides... figuring out who's going to be the villain of 4B, what else do you want it to happen in 4B?
Okay. Hear me out. Okay. I want a wedding just because season 5 isn't a go yet.
Okay. If season 5 was a go, if it was announced, would you want it in 4 or 5?
I would want it in the beginning of 5.
Okay.
So we have the whole season to explore being wives, if that makes sense.
Okay, because I would want it, I wanted it at the end of 4.
Okay, so either end of 4, if season 5 was a go, and then, like, we can do, like, the actual wedding and the reception.
Yeah. Like, what if they, like, split it up? So, like, the wedding ceremony is the end of 4?
Yeah.
Like, they say their I do's and they kiss. And that's where it ends. And so the reception, starts off season 5. That'd be interesting.
That'd be so cute, though.
Yeah.
But we can't think that right now because season 5 isn't a go yet.
I know. It's fucking so upsetting. Stupid. It's so upsetting. I hate it. Oh. Okay, so what else for 4B?
We're not in Doc. Like,
make the fuck up. Please stop fighting. Every season they have a fight for some fucking reason.
Yeah. I have mixed feelings about Doc.
Ooh.
Not bad ones, just I don't like him at sometimes.
Oh, yeah, I think I would agree.
Everyone.
I think, like, he's on such a different page now than everybody else.
Yeah.
Like, he's a vampire, so he's like, okay, well, I'm immortal again.
Yeah.
But I think when he, when him and Winona went into the Purgatory Museum and they watched that film mm-hmm. of Wyatt, I think that's what flipped it for Doc, where he's like, well, yeah, shit, yeah. What the fuck? Like, nobody knows what actually happens, because Wyatt yeah. just got to tell the whole story because Doc died. And so Doc's like, okay, well, I feel like I want to fix this. So he's on this kind of self-redemption arc for himself, trying to do what he can. And so that's what kind of like, well, us and the Clantons shouldn't be doing this, because it technically is my fault with this whole Clanton thing. Yeah. Like, he killed them all. So he's like, well, I kind of want to make this right, probably. So he's like, he's just on like a different page than them, like more so than before. Like, I know, like, there's certain points where, like, when he became a vampire, like, he, whatever that thought process was,
like, his,
I don't
like his whole, like, I don't want to say being, but he's like changed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can definitely tell.
Yeah, like, there's so much that's happened with him. I feel like he's mm-hmm. different. I'm hoping 407 needs to be a 7 episode, you know, like a why not episode. Like, if that doesn't fucking happen, I will throw hands with somebody.
Yes.
It needs to happen. And I want the conversation. Do you remember San Diego Comic-Con, the last one they did, where Kat and Melanie were like arguing about having the wedding on the homestead? Yeah. Yes. It's that exact conversation.
I literally just saw a video of that. It needs to happen.
Like, that exact conversation, though, like, yes. needs to happen. It's so yes. funny.
If it doesn't, I'm suing.
I know. It's so suing. Fucking funny. Yeah. That and Jeremy's Eve. Oh, if Eve comes back and Cleo come back, I want them to work together.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
I want them to work together. I want, like, a co-villain thing, but, like, oh, I just thought of this in my head. So Eve is obviously leading the pack on this one, and Cleo is kind of just like henchman sidekick thing. But then I want Cleo, being Cleo, obviously to get upset that she doesn't have more and she feels like she can do more. And so, like, she's going to, like, take down Eve somehow, and then Cleo will become the main villain. I just thought of that.
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
At least have them meet.
Yeah, like, I feel like if they meet, like, that would be some diabolical.
They would be best friends.
Oh, they would. They definitely would. Also, my question is Eve, if Eve comes back, because Eve has only been portrayed as the characters we know from Winona.
Right.
Is she going to take her normal form? Or is she just going to be, like, Jeremy or something the whole time? Yeah.
Normal form is scary.
No, but I feel like she should, like, pose as, like, herself, but, like, human form, you know? Like,
ooh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like it should be another actress playing Eve.
Yes.
And then when Eve interacts with the cast as whatever she is, if she's infiltrating as Jeremy or not, then she'll be Jeremy, and then,
yeah,
you know, she'll kind of flip back and forth.
You're so smart.
Thank you. I've thought about this too much. It's too much. It takes up too much of my time.
Yeah.
Or I just have too much time on my hands.
Probably.
So yeah, so there's so much that can happen with 4B now, like, endless opportunities. It's insane. Well, now that we're done talking about the episode, we can get into some fandom stuff. So you're, like we talked in the beginning, you're a quarantine upper. Started watching in March, which is almost been a year then.
Yeah.
Which is insane. So how did you find the show?
Okay. So I've known about it because I always watched, like, the 10 most, like, couples or whatever. But I never, like, I don't, okay. If I start a show, I really, really, really want to watch it.
Yeah.
And I just, like, it just didn't, like, click for me yet.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was like, I'm bored, so let's watch a new show.
Yeah.
So then here I am.
That's dope.
But I'm so glad. Like, I wouldn't want it any other way.
Yeah.
And like so, a year earlier, but that's good.
Yeah. So, and then, so you're obviously active on social media for Wynonna Earp. We know each other from TikTok.
Correct.
Wynonna Earp TikTok is like another level of the fandom.
Yes.
You know, and so how did you find Wynonna Earp TikTok? How did you?
I don't really know, to be honest. Okay. So I had a personal account and it like transitioned to a Wynonna Earp, like,
that's the same for me,
account. And then I kind of maybe sort of a little bit posted the stair scene, like the actual stair scene. So I got permanently banned.
Nice.
And I just made a fan account because it was already a fan account. It just had like my actual name as the username.
Yeah.
My like old videos. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. I had a similar thing. I saw one of Rami's TikToks.
Oh, I love Rami. Rami is the sweetest.
I saw one of hers. I was like, you know what? I really like this. I'm gonna join. So yes. I did my stuff, and I had done TikTok before a little bit, but I stopped, and I've kind of just had TikTok to watch TikToks, where I'm like, well, I want to start making videos, and so I'm just gonna do it this way.
Yeah.
So then I just did one, and then someone's like, oh, this should be for this character. So I did another one of that character. And then I just kind of started going from there. And so if you were to scroll down on my TikTok, you would see my other TikToks from before Wynonna Earp, which is either involves me being gay or it involves water polo.
Me too. What?
So
I get the water polo, just the gay part.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so it's one of those. And then then from like October or September is where I started out. And from there, it's just Wynonna Earp.
Love that.
It's fucking great.
Yeah.
There's great content. So,
I just want to edit. But I'm so bad at editing.
Oh.
I've tried. It's not good.
I don't have the time to do editing. I also don't have the money to get good.
But the edits are so good, though.
I know. I don't have the money for good software either.
Yeah.
And I just don't have the time to do edits. Like, I'm like such a like a perfectionist, and I have ideas in my head, but I'm like, that's too hard for me to actually do.
Yes.
And so, okay, so I talked with Soraya.
Oh, I love her.
2 weeks ago. And so you guys are both going to Herpapalooza?
Yes.
We're sharing
the hotel room too.
Yeah. And which is in Ohio this year.
Yes, it is.
Oh my god, that's exciting. So how did, because I know Soraya was going to go by herself at one point.
Yes.
And then you guys started talking, and you were like, oh, we should go together. What was that interaction like? You obviously don't have to say every little thing, but like, how did you guys find each other?
Okay, so as of right now, my aunt and uncle don't want me to go to Herpapalooza, but it's too late, so I already bought the ticket. Anyways, so they want me to find a person from Michigan to go with me.
Oh, a person from Michigan.
Yes, okay. From my state.
Yeah.
So I posted a video of anyone from Michigan that's going these days, text me and meet my aunt and uncle so I could go.
Yeah.
And then she commented, I'm not from Michigan, but I'm going. And I was like, oh, okay. And my snap.
Yeah.
Then
because Soraya actually lives like really close to me.
Yeah, that's what she said.
And so she's like, so she's flying out there by herself, and then you two are meeting up in Ohio. I was like, oh my god, this is insane. I love this.
Yeah. I also did the gym at con with her and met Kat. Yeah. That's 5 minutes of my life. She's so sweet. I can't.
I love hearing about those like interactions and stuff with the cast because they're all so fucking nice.
Yes.
And the stories that come out of it are amazing. So at Herpapalooza, are you meeting any, are you gonna do like autographs, photo shoot? Everybody. Yeah. I don't have the money for that.
Do you want to know what a secret? My dad paid for, okay, so the ticket was $380.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad paid, like, my dad's child support money paid $200 of it. And he's also paying for my hotel room.
Nice.
But I won't tell him that.
He doesn't need to know.
We don't like them.
If he sees this, you didn't hear this.
What?
This podcast. He doesn't need to.
Oh, no, he did not. No, no. Not at all.
Oh, my God. That's so much fun. I heard Ripplepalooza was in Ohio. I was like, Ohio?
Yeah.
Like, why Ohio?
Yeah, that's only 4.5 hours away from me.
Yeah, I mean, which isn't bad.
No.
It's like, that's insane. I mean, there's also the Earth Curse Con that's going to be in Anaheim.
Yeah.
That one's more expensive, and I still don't have money. So we're just going to enjoy stuff from home.
I mean, it's kind of the same thing. You just don't get to meet them. You still get the panels.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I'm just excited for this weekend.
Yeah. Galaxy Con is this weekend.
Free. Oh, I'm so excited.
The panel. I was like, yes. Free content.
Yeah. Also, I saw that the one-on-ones is 2 minutes.
Yeah. No, Kat talked about that. She was on the Why Not podcast.
Yeah, that was so funny.
That was such a great episode. I listened to it yesterday. It was great. And so,
I don't think that's a lot of time.
2 minutes?
Yeah, 2 minutes is
not enough time. And she's like, I want more. So, like, at one con, I don't remember which one was, she was doing 2 minutes, but she's like, can we do five? Because 2 minutes is not. So,
I'm pretty sure it was at the DreamerCon that she asked to do five.
Yeah.
I was there, and 5 minutes was not enough time.
Well, because you were doing it with multiple people.
Yeah. It was me, like, Soraya, and this girl named Barbie. But, like, 5 minutes, all we did, Soraya tell you what we were talking about? About the hat?
Yeah, about the beanies, yeah.
I can't believe they didn't say anything about it.
I know.
To the company. Why are we selling out in the middle of August?
Somebody should have prepared them.
Yes. Somebody should have prepared them. That's like a little illegal, though, I feel like. Just a tiny bit.
No, it's not.
It's not?
No. Why would it be illegal? They're just buying clothes that they saw on TV.
I mean, like, having it in the show illegal. Not, like, buying.
Oh, like, of product placement and stuff like that? I mean, it depends on how big the company is.
Oh, yeah.
And let's say, like,
they got stickers.
Yeah. Let's say, like, the show, like, buys, like, clothes from them, and they let them know, like, hey, this is going to be in our show. Like, I don't know how the process works for that stuff. I think they just bought beanies and were like, Nicole needs some beanies.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, shit, what did we do?
She looks so good.
I love.
Also, Nicole looked so good in that dress in this episode.
Yeah. So except good. When the wedding happens, I want Nicole to be in, like, a pantsuit.
Oh, what, like, are we talking, like, an actual, like, a good pantsuit? Or are we talking the one with, the, like, a vampire episode?
Okay, either one, but obviously it has to be in white.
Right, correct.
Either she wears, like, what she wore in 301, or it's, like, an actual pantsuit, like, blazer pants.
Yeah. I mean, she looks good in either one, so.
Exactly, so I'm like, either one works for me.
Yeah.
And then, I was talking with some people, and we're like, Waverly should wear the wedding dress that she wore in 211. I was like, it's kind of old, but like, if it's a summery wedding and I feel like it's a lot of like wildflowers, nature, I was like, this fits well.
Yeah.
The vibe of it fits well.
Yeah.
But I feel like Waverly's changed and I feel like she would do something different.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And like the haircut for Waverly in 4B, great.
Also, great haircut. In that teaser.
Yes. So good.
Gay panic.
Exactly. All the time. Every single episode.
The whole season.
I was like, I sit there and I'm just like, I don't even know. I remember I've told this multiple times, but I was watching 402 and the stair scene came up and then my sister walks in on me and I'm like, uh-oh. And I was such in panic mode where I was like, I was panicking so much. I was like, do you want to watch?
Rest in peace, Bailey.
Yep, I'm dead. I mean, she's gay too, so it's not like it's weird.
Okay, okay.
Well, but like, when she doesn't watch the show and it was still weird.
Oh my gosh. When she, wait, when you first, like, the when you watched it live, that scene, like, the stair scene, were you freaked out or were you, like, shocked and you couldn't move?
Oh, I was, okay, see, what had happened was, is it comes on, and I'm watching it live, so it's, like, 10 o'clock for me.
Yeah.
And I'm laying in bed, like, normally laying in bed. That scene comes on. I rush to the edge of my bed to where I'm close to my TV. I'm sitting straight up and I just watch like this the whole time. My face, like, jaw, mouth open, jaw dropped, just like, I was like, what am I witnessing? Like, this is a moment of history. I'm never deleting this off of my DVR.
I was watching, okay. So my TV provider didn't have sci-fi. Oh. So I watched the first two episodes on the sci-fi YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. So I didn't get any like what are they freaking called? Commercials. Oh my god, I couldn't think of commercials. Yeah, I didn't get any commercials. So it like happened like straight and I just could not like except I was just watching it. I couldn't say anything. I couldn't scream. I couldn't, like, do anything.
No, and then my sister interrupted. I was like, you ruined this. Thank you.
Get out of here. Nobody likes you right now.
It was like I was in the middle of a moment, but do you want to watch? I hate that I said that. That was so weird. I like, embarrassed myself so much. My sister's just like, no, I'm good. Like, this is so bad. And now whenever I rewatch it, I immediately close my door. Oh, so that was a great episode. 402 and 406 are like my favorites. And not just because of the way hot scenes. Like, I think there's definitely like, those are the episodes where like, obviously every episode is really big and there's a lot going on, but like these have like a lot of like stuff going on that pertains to like the emotions of the characters, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Like 402 is like Waverly in the garden and figuring herself out. Winona's like trying to get her out. And then Nicole like breaks her leg and is like doing shit. And they're like, I've never had a best friend before. That was actually 401, but close enough.
Okay.
I was so, like,
okay, so for 401 and 402, they were, I'm confused. Okay, so 401, Nicole has short hair, correct?
It's a wig.
Okay, it is. Okay,
I didn't figure that out until not that long ago too, so don't worry.
I figured it was a wig.
I couldn't tell originally when I was watching it live, but then I was watching some what
it has that jacket that kind of covers it too.
Yeah, I know. So I couldn't tell. And then I was watching some behind the scenes stuff and Kat has the beanie and the wig on and I'm looking at it. I was like, that doesn't look like her normal hair.
Right. Yeah.
You know? And I'm looking at it. I was like, oh shit, it's a wig. And of course she wears a beanie to hide the fact that it's a wig. Right.
Right. Yeah.
And I was looking and I was like, oh my God, that makes so much sense. Cause I always question like, how did Kat film this with short hair when she had long hair? And I just didn't make the connection.
Yeah, what I thought is she still had short hair and then had extensions for the whole first
See, I knew she grew it out and I couldn't figure out how she got short hair. My initial thought, which was really stupid because it was like a year and a half between filming, was that they filmed like 401, 402, like those scenes with short hair, like after they finished 3. And I was like, how does that make sense?
Yeah, I had a lot of like thinking for like how I was just so confused.
I know, I was like, how is this working? But now the roles are flipped. Waverly has short hair, Nicole has long hair, which
so ready.
To be honest, I prefer Nicole with longer hair, but a lot of people don't agree with me.
Okay. I like both, but season two short hair looks shitty. It's like, like a red, it's not like hair red, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, they didn't dye it the same. Mm-hmm. I remember watching it like that. Season three's short hair was better. Mm-hmm. I just like they styled it differently, like it wasn't always curly, you know, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. But I just remember watching 109, the barn scene, and Nicole running her hand through her hair, and I was like, that's hot. And she cut it, and I was like, I can never get this again. What the fuck? And now I can.
Okay. I wish the barn scene went further.
Oh, yeah, but Willa, so.
Yeah. Also, I wish, another interruption, I wish the scene where Nicole pulls Waverly into the state, like, the office, and then.
Oh, yeah, and then Wynonna comes in. Like, they barely touch lips, and Wynonna walks in. They're like,
I wanted that scene to go further.
Yeah.
So bad.
Oh, yeah. Another thing for 4B is I want Nicole to be sheriff again.
Oh. She gets the hat back. So, doesn't that mean that she's sheriff? Like, she just gave it away, I feel like.
Yeah, okay. Good.
For Dream of Con.
Yeah, okay, great. No, but thank you for that. I needed that so much. I was thinking because the trailer for 4B, the scenes that we get with Nicole is she's in like her normal everyday clothes and not in like work clothes. And the clothes are like the exact clothes from like the beginning of 404 when they're in the kitchen. It's the same clothes. I'm like, you're wearing that same outfit, which is great. Because I really like the outfit, first of all. Flannel. Yeah, flannels are great.
She looks so good in flannels.
I know.
Like Nicole and Kat. Like, yes. Stop it. Please give me amazing. Some.
Exactly. No, so I was. So I was thinking that. I was like, okay, well, is she going to be sheriff? Because she's not in sheriff clothes. But I'm like, maybe they're just hiding it because they want to wait.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They hid what we got the first 4B teaser and Nicole wasn't in it because she's dead. And then they got the second one with her.
Yeah. I remember. Because the one that comes
hiding it.
The one that came out directly after 406 premiered, like the previews that come at the end of the episodes, right? Nicole wasn't in it.
No.
And then we got one later where Nicole was in it. I was like, thank you. It's like, do not make her dead ever again. This has happened every season now, and I don't appreciate it.
Yeah. I asked Kat why Nicole almost dies all the time. And she's like, you know what? I'm not even mad because something along those lines. And she goes, we need to have something like that every season. I was like, no!
But why you? Why you specifically is my question.
Why you? Not you every time.
Like, nobody else gets it. It's only you.
Mm-hmm.
Shit on my glasses. It's so annoying. Like,
I'm supposed to wear glasses, but I don't do it.
These are, like, only for the computer. I don't have to wear these all the time.
They look good.
Thank you. I got them a couple weeks ago. They're great. I had old friends, but I didn't like them anymore, so I got new ones. And then 4B comes out in a few months. Springtime, I'm guessing late March, beginning April.
Oh, yeah.
And also, it's fucking spring, and I'm like, okay, it's not going to be snowy outside for once while the show's on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, how does this affect everything now that it's not winter? What's changed? Because there's also the time jump between, obviously, 4A and 4B. So I'm like, are they going to explain what goes on in this time? Are they going to explain what went on with Nicole in the year and a half?
That's what I was going to say. I want them talking about Nicole.
I need a flashback.
Oh, we need
Disney flashback.
Okay, I know this sounds really bad, but I want flashbacks of Nicole crying.
Oh, like, yeah. No. I need Nicole's PTSD to be explained to me.
Yes.
And is that going to make me cry? Yes, but I need to see it. So.
100%. Yes, 100%.
So sad. And then also Rachel. So with Rachel...
Did Rachel leave and then come back?
Yes, that's what I'm pretty sure.
When Rachel and Winona are talking, they said she's been gone, or she's been alone for a long time.
She was alone for a long time, so I'm assuming what happens is, obviously Nicole broke her leg at Monument when Winona enters the garden. Yeah. And so I'm thinking Rachel went back with Nicole to Purgatory. Once Nicole was fine and be able to be on her own and everything, yeah. Rachel left. Where did she go? I don't know. And then later
went back to Monument. I don't know.
That's what I was thinking. Probably now that
there's nothing there for her anymore.
Well, now she knows where her mom is. You know, like she knows specifically, and so she probably wanted to like figure stuff out. Mm-hmm. And then after she probably did all that stuff, she comes back to Purgatory and stuff like that.
I want to know where Billy and her met, like how they met.
Yeah, I know. Me too. Because I was like, where did they meet? Because first of all, they're not in school, are they? Because we don't see that.
Right.
Or is it winter break? I don't know.
Do they even have school in Purgatory?
Yeah. Because Winona and Waverly went to high school. Where do you think the cheerleading uniform came from?
I mean, like, for like... You know what? Never mind. Let's just...
I mean, it might not be in Purgatory. You know, like how like small cities, like if you have like a small city, like the high school is like the next city, like the next bigger city, like, and they just like commute to those, you know, it might be like that situation. I don't think Rachel's in school. Billy might be. And so Rachel.
But I don't think Billy is either, because they both.
The Clantons are weird.
Was it like a bar or whatever where they were?
Yeah, it was a diner.
Diner. They were talking about, like, I don't think if you were in school, you would be searching for things.
Oh yeah.
Or like that.
You know, or they ditched. Yeah. No. So with Rachel is like she's supposed to be Valdez, right? Valdez in the comics, first of all, very different character.
Yeah.
And so I want for Rachel is to explore more of this Valdez history for her, what that means for her, and if she's going to get some of these Mayan warrior princess powers that I'm hoping for. Also, another thing was, and I was talking to Soraya about this, is in 404, mm-hmm. When Rachel and Billy are together, Billy gives Rachel this jacket, which very much resembles the jacket that Valdez wears in the comics. So I'm like, please let this be foreshadowing. Because mm-hmm. I need it so badly.
I kind of want, like, history on the Hots. Like,
yes. Yeah. No, yeah.
Because I remember at Erp KirschCon, she was talking about that in one of the panels.
Well, because Purgatory Archeo on Twitter, she goes through all the history of Purgatory. It's amazing, mm-hmm. and the show. And so there's this whole thread where she explains, or they, I'm sorry if I get this wrong, where they explain the history of the Hots in Tombstone in relation to the Earps, where they haven't actually met before, but there's this one part where... there's this guy that comes to the Hot like ranch, and all the Hots, after that guy leaves, the Hots all get sick and stuff happens. And they think that guy gave them something, right? That made them sick. And so there are stuff being said where they think the guy that came to that Hot ranch is Wyatt Earp. So that's where their connection is. Mm-hmm. 'Cause other than that, they really don't interact.
Right.
So, yeah. So that's where I'm like, I feel like they should go into that. Also, I feel like Family Vacation to Tombstone, where everything went down, right? Because, like, I feel like...
That'd be a fun field trip.
That would be a fun field trip.
Or, like, the actual, like, Purgatory. I don't know, like, there's a
there's an actual town called Purgatory. It's like 2,000 miles from where I am. I should wait. I'm gonna look this up.
Okay.
I'm actually gonna look this up right now because I wasn't sure.
I know that.
Tori. Wait, it's an actual place because people tag it in Instagram and it's an actual place. I'm just getting the biblical version. It's not what I want. There's a Purgatory ski resort.
Ooh. Never been skiing.
Purgatory. Where is Purgatory located? That literally just brings up the Ghost River Triangle. Fuck. Thank you. Okay, wait. Oh, crap. Go back. Purgatory Town, Canada. Nope, that's still in there. Purgatory in real.
I feel like it is in Canada, though.
Why?
I love that you had to put in real life.
Okay, we're looking on Google Maps now. Hold on. Googling it doesn't help.
What if it puts.
Okay, I don't want Purgatory Pizza. This is so annoying. Okay. You know what? We're going to go to Instagram. Because that's where people tag it, is Instagram. So give me one second.
I'm not laughing at you.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Wait, where is it?
It says it's in Athens, Ohio. Wait a second. Stoker Center. It's like right in Ohio University.
Oh.
That's where Instagram says it's located.
Oh.
Yeah.
I feel.
So.
I thought I saw. Like.
That's so annoying.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Saw, like,
Purgatory should be a real place.
True.
Like. I just, like, I'm interested in, like, how the Earps got to Purgatory, right? Because, like, I mean, I know, like, why it went there, but, like, oh, no, now I remember why I haven't. Wait. I'm so dumb. It gets explained in the show. So, Wyatt hears about Bolshar, because Bolshar at the time is the sheriff of mm-hmm. Purgatory, right? And so Wyatt goes there and sees that. What?
They're so crazy.
Yeah, right? I forget about that. And so Wyatt hears about Bolshar and's like, okay, well, he's a bad sheriff, so Wyatt's going to go up there and, you know, liberate the town or whatever. And so that's how they end up there. I was like, but first of all, how did you even hear about this? Because, like, Purgatory is, like, somewhere between the state of Montana and the province of Alberta in Canada. Like, it's somewhere in that area, right? And you're living in Tombstone, Arizona.
Yeah.
And back in your day, you know, there wasn't texting. How did you hear about this?
Right.
Who rode from Montana to Arizona to tell you about Bolshar?
Mm-hmm. Also, if season 5 was a go, I feel like I would want, like, the actor that played Wyatt Earp in the video to come and do flashbacks.
Ooh, that'd be fun. You know what was interesting is I remember the flashbacks from season 1 and that Wyatt.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Wyatt they had do the little movie thingy in season 4. I was like, those are two completely different people and they have no resemblance whatsoever. It's like, you guys failed on continuity in this area, but okay. No, I feel like my thing is like, I'm trying to think of, like, for season 5, like, what else is there for them to have, like, villains, right? It's like, mm-hmm. what's happening? And then I have some of the comics now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm, like, reading the comics. I was like, okay, they should do, like, some storylines from the comics, like Wynonna and the Banditos, which is the gang that she was with before mm-hmm. and they do some stuff. And there's this whole storyline with Black Rock, which is where Dolls was gonna go when he got arrested by Lucado, like end of one, beginning of two.
Yes.
And so like they could go to Black Rock, but in that storyline in the comics, Bobo's there, but like Bobo's pretty dead.
I kind of miss Bobo.
I liked Bobo, okay?
I feel really bad for Bobo because of how nice he was in the flat, like in the...
Yeah, and yeah, yeah. I want more on him, though. Like, why was he killed by Wyatt exactly? Like, I don't remember. Was there an explanation? Because I don't remember one.
Was there?
I don't know. 211 was like, not 211, whatever episode where Wynonna like did that thingy where she went into the past or whatever. That whole situation kind of got me confused, but I get the gist of it, so I know what's happening.
Also, I was confused how Bobo rang the bell. Like, that just doesn't, I don't, like, oh. I know it, but like,
well, because he did, and then it transferred to like Wynonna's actual real time, right? Yeah. And I think that's just because like Wynonna's connected into both timelines.
Oh yeah, because she's still
yeah I think that's how that works. No, so like
she's still alive, but she's in the
So with the Black Bat, with the Black Rock comment, Bobo's alive in that, but like he's not alive in the show, or maybe he can come back to life, but I don't think so, because the way he ended, it didn't seem like it.
Yeah.
But in that comic was Bobo's brother.
Oh, he has a brother.
In the comics, he does have a brother. And so I'm like, maybe they could do something with a brother. Mm-hmm. And maybe they'll have flashbacks of the brother and Bobo, and that brings Bobo back somehow. I don't know. So I've been like speculating, like for season five, like what would happen? Because I feel like they've gone to like an ending, like what other villains have Wyatt Earp faced? Because all these villains used to be like past Earp's villains, like it, and so like would they create a new one, or like a brand new one?
Yeah,
that we've never heard about, that hasn't been in history and stuff like that,
maybe.
So like there's so many questions, and I need answers to all of them.
I need answers to everything.
Yeah, exactly. No, so yeah, I'm just... Oh, my God.
I was going to say something, but I forgot. Was something about the... I'm trying to remember if it was something about the actresses, or was it about the actual show?
I don't know. I've been trying to stay up to date on Twitter, because there's this one person that's, like, listening to all the IDW like stuff, and like hearing about them, and like if anything comes up about season five during meetings and stuff like that. And so I've been trying to stay up to date with that. Nothing really so far, except one guy from IDW is like, well, if you want this to happen, you have to contact the big guys, which is NBC Universal and some other company. So that's starting to happen. And so I remember, like, they're supposed to have season five, and IDW supposedly got the money for season five, like a loan. So like technically it should happen, they just haven't said anything yet, which is the problem. Like,
I wonder if they like know for sure if it's happening.
I know, like, do they know at this point? Because if they do, that's rude. Completely rude.
Yeah, it is rude. Especially for all the newcomers.
Yeah, I'm like, we've been waiting.
We're like, oh, we just started, and now we're not going to get any more to go off of.
Yeah, exactly. Like, this...
Wait, when did you start watching Wynonna?
I started watching when season 3 was airing. I watched seasons 1 and 2 on Netflix, and then I watched season 3 while it was airing. And so I was in the middle of the fight for Wynonna between 3 and 4. Was I involved on social media at that time? Absolutely not. But I was following along with everything, and I saw everything that was happening. I was like, this is insane. But like at that point, like I'm young enough, like I'm turning 18 in March. So like I was 16, 15 or something. And so at that point, like I had other shows that were my favorite shows. And like, I was like, okay, well, with this time that we're in now, there's going to be more shows with queer characters. Like, this isn't my problem, where there's so many people in this fandom where this is like their first, like, this is like their show that's like queer, like they've never seen representation like this before. And I was like, well, I know I'm going to see more in the future. Like, I wasn't, but as time went on, and I have my other shows and stuff like that, but like, I have come to love this show more and appreciate this show more for what it is in like every aspect, to where now I'm like, okay, now I'm in this, now I want this show back. Like, there's too much importance for me in this show that I'm like, okay, now I understand what people were going through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like a big Grace fan, like a Riverdale fan, but when I started watching this, like, I still watch them because I started them and I have to finish them.
Riverdale. But
I'm not in the fandom like other people are. Like, I wouldn't even, like, I wouldn't even want to be in the fandom. I love those shows.
Riverdale's weird. I don't even want to watch it.
The writing is really crappy.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, it's really crappy.
I don't know how it's still doing well. I think people just don't understand good writing. They just see, like, oh, these actors are hot, I'm gonna watch it.
They are though.
I mean, you're not wrong, but like, I'd like to have a good storyline, please.
Yeah, I mean, okay, the storyline is good, but how they like went about it and wrote about it is really
yeah.
That writing.
See, I can't sit through TV like that.
I literally have two friends that come over every week and watch it, and we all watch it because we've already started it, we have to finish it.
Yeah, that's how I feel with a lot of my shows. I'm like, you know what, I'm a like Supergirl.
Oh yeah, I watch Supergirl only because I started it and I have to finish it.
I was like, you know, it's the last season, I'm just gonna ride it out, we'll see what happens. Yeah. And I'm like, if Carlina don't
every episode,
I know. If Supergirl doesn't happen this season, after everything, like, this is their last chance to get it right. If it doesn't happen, that is a crime. Mm-hmm. You have completely done something wrong, and everybody's gonna hate you for it.
Yeah. The only one that I, like, a superhero kind of thing is The Flash. That's the only one that hasn't gone to shit.
Yeah. No, I watched The Flash. That was the first show I watched was out of the Arrowverse was The Flash. And then like the crossovers happened, and I was like, I should watch the other shows because I have no idea what's going on. Yeah. And then I watched the other shows, and then Legends became my favorite show because that shit's so funny. So much going on. So yeah, oh my goodness. Alrighty, well, that's my time.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for coming on. Great talking to you.
Great talking.
Would you like to plug in your social medias?
Sure. Yeah. I don't. Yeah. Let me look. Oh, Not My Music. Instagram. There we go. So my Twitter is Way Hot with 4 T's 00. And then my TikTok is Way Hot 3 T's 00.
So. Yeah, there you guys go. Thank you, Alexis, for coming on.
No problem.
Hopefully we can talk again. And thank you everybody for listening.
And that's the end of the episode, guys. Remember, follow me on Instagram at Bailey's_vlogs_, Twitter at Bailey's TV Rants, and on TikTok at Naughty Hot. Thanks all for listening, and I'll see you guys next time. I'm gonna tell you no matter.